Let these be our opening words. I got them from my friend and colleague, Jane Malden. For our community gathered here, for the spirit that called us together and drew us to this place, we give thanks this day. For moments we have shared with others, for times when we have reached out across barriers of distance and fear, for times when others have reached out to us, for moments when we have discovered one another along the path, we give thanks this day. In meditation, possibly to take a good deep breath, for some of us it's the first one today, a time to find ourselves in the midst of beloved community, in safety, security, and love. I'll offer some words for you for your meditation and prayer, then some silence, and then a time with music for lighting candles, if you wish. These words by Dr. Rebecca Parker. Let us covenant with one another to keep faith with the source of life, knowing that we are not our own. Earth made us. Let us covenant with one another to keep faith with the community of resistance, never to forget that life can be saved from that which threatens it, by even small bands of people choosing to put into practice an alternative way of life. And let us covenant with one another to seek an ever deeper awareness of that which springs up inwardly in us, even when our hearts are broken by our own failure or the failure of others cutting into our lives, even when we have done all we can and life is still broken. There is a universal love that has never broken faith with us and never will. Let us follow the tone into the silence. My reading for this morning is from The Little Prince by Antoine de Saint-Exupéry. And for those of you who may have read it some time ago and have forgotten, I want to remind you a little bit about the story. It's a time where this takes place is after the little prince has discovered, well, no, the little prince has been washed up, in effect, on a planet, not Earth. I make it very clear it's not Earth, but it has a lot of things like Earth on it. For example, there are roses here. The little prince had a rose on his other planet that was, who he thought was the only one of her kind in all the world. And now he finds a lot of roses all together, and this is very hard for him to take. The little prince is very discouraged at this time. He is discovered by a fox, and the fox asks the little prince to tame him. The little prince asks, "What do you mean by tame?" And the fox says, "It is an act too often neglected. It means to establish ties. To me, you are still a little boy who is just like 100,000 other little boys, and I have no need of you. And you, on your part, have no need of me. To you, I am nothing more than a fox that is just like 100,000 other foxes. But if you tame me, then we shall need each other. To me, you will be unique in all the world, and to you, I shall be unique in all the world." Well, the prince decides to tame the fox. And later on in the book, after other adventures, the prince is going to depart. And a fox says, "Ah, I shall cry." "It is your own fault," said the little prince. "I never wished you any sort of harm, but you wanted me to tame you, and now you are going to cry." "Yes, that is so," said the fox. "Then it has done you no good at all." "It has done me good," said the fox. "Go and look again at the roses. You will understand that yours is unique in all the world. Then come back to say goodbye, and I will tell you a secret." The little prince went away to look again at the roses. "You are beautiful, but you are empty," he said. "One could not die for you. To be sure, an ordinary passerby would think that my rose looked just like you, the rose that belongs to me. But in herself, she is more important than all of you hundreds of other roses, because it is she that I have watered, because it is she that I have put behind the screen, because it is she that I have, because it is for her that I have killed the caterpillars, except for two or three that we saved to become butterflies, because it is she that I have listened to when she grumbled or boasted, or sometimes when she said nothing, because she is my rose." And he went back to meet the fox. "Goodbye," he said. "Goodbye," said the fox, "and now here is my secret, a very simple secret. It is only with the heart that one can see rightly. What is essential is invisible to the eye." "What is essential is invisible to the eye," said the prince, so that he would be sure to remember. "It is the time that you have wasted for your rose that makes your rose so important." "It is the time I have wasted for my rose," repeated the little prince, so he would be sure to remember. "Many have forgotten this truth," said the fox, "but you must not forget it. You become responsible forever for what you have tamed. You are responsible for your rose." "I am responsible for my rose," repeated the little prince, so that he would be sure to remember. I do, the joys of volunteering. Yesterday and Friday, I had the honor of representing this congregation at the annual meeting of the Southwest District of the Unitarian Universalist Association. The meeting took place in Plano, Texas, just a bit north of Dallas, but you have to go through Dallas to get there. Not so good at rush hour on Friday. And Patrick Balaguer and I were the only delegates from this church. We could have sent 10, but we were the only ones. It was great to meet so many people from other congregations, and especially to meet and talk with the volunteers from the church in Plano. Those volunteers were easily identified by their burnt orange t-shirts, and they were very approachable. I thought of how it must have been for you when you hosted the Southwest District annual meeting yourselves. Was it 2 years ago or three? I forgot to look it up. Perhaps your experience then as volunteers was in line with my remarks in a sermon I offered you the first Sunday in March. During that sermon, I said to you, "I believe that this congregation, the committees and small group fellowships within it, and other liberal religious groups are an effective means of avoiding spiritual homelessness. I envision this congregation as a community of creative persons who have the power collectively and individually to change the course of destiny." And when I was in the company of so many volunteers there in Plano and here in Austin, I was struck once again by the thought and by the questions I asked and still ask. What defines community? What does membership imply? Why do people volunteer? Well, this much we know. It is because of the contributions of individual members that the church functions, and the individual who contributes is rewarded by a sense of belonging. Whenever we do something for and with the congregation, we strengthen the bonds of community and open ourselves to personal growth and friendship. Whatever the task, it is vital, and each one enhances our community life. In the reading from The Little Prince, the fox explains to the prince what it means to have tamed each other. The fox says, "It is only with the heart that one sees rightly. What is essential is invisible to the eye." And what does our heart see? It sees the invisible, a returning sense of wholeness, enthusiasm to be here and to work hard, a determination to make sure that this church remains strong and a going concern. We see, our heart sees, your willingness to stick together through some rough times and a commitment to be your best selves as individuals and as a congregation. Now, all of these, a sense of wholeness, enthusiasm, determination to stick together, and cooperation, are invisible to the eye, and yet they are essential characteristics of a healthy congregation. It is the time that you have wasted on your rows that makes your rows so important, says the fox. It is the time that you waste on your rows, on your congregation, that makes this church so healthy. As last week was National Volunteers Week, I want all of us to recognize you volunteers who spend, we might say, waste your time. Well, that's what the fox says. I think there must be another translation. I'll have to check that out. I want to recognize all of you volunteers who spend your time on doing what is important for everyone. Now, these are the persons who make the First Unitarian Universalist Church of Austin what it is. They are the active members of this congregation. The community is created and maintained by these persons. Something that people forget is that ministers come and go, staff come and go, and board members, all of our elected officials, come and go. But it is the volunteers who make it happen day after day after day. You have the undying gratitude of the congregation and my undying gratitude. Thank you all. And let these be our parting words. Go forth into the world in peace. Be of good courage. Hold fast that which is good. Render to no one evil for evil. Strengthen the faint-hearted. Support the weak. Help the afflicted. Love all beings. Serve the Most High, rejoicing in the power of the Spirit. Alleluia. Amen. Blessed be.